Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Evil, like Ralph said, it's in the last round. Evil knows that its time is about to be up, and boy howdy, he's going to take as many souls with them as they can. Now, I was thinking, when I was writing some of the stuff that I was writing for this episode, Ralph, I was thinking about this because somebody had sent me a story where I can't remember who it was. I know what it was. I was reading the latest Pew Research Center poll and said that 83% of Catholics don't believe that the devil, that Satan, is an actual being. And I'm going like, okay, well, then that tells me that 83% of Catholics who, assuming that they know what a rosary is and that they actually pray it, then when they get to the prayer at the end, the prayer to St. Michael, that, what is that? Let's insert Jack and Jill go up the hill to fetch a pail of water instead. Because Jack and Jill are as real as Satan is to them. How can someone recite the prayer to St. Michael and not believe that the man that wrote it, Pope Leo XIII, wasn't shown a vision of what Satan and what the legion of the damned and the fallen had in store for mankind? I mean, this stuff just boggles the mind. I mean, the level of poor catechism out there. If you don't believe in the devil, what do you believe in?
The Novus Ordo Church doesn't speak about the devil. It might be individual priests, but the overall sermonizing is all feel good and, you know, kumbaya and this, that. They're really doing a disservice to the souls because they're not even exposing the enemy of their salvation to them. You know, these people, they make me laugh. All of these occultists, they're half-assed. You know what they're giving up to their cause?
What's that?
Put it this way. Jesus gave his whole body to us. These animals are giving bodily secretions. That's all they're able to do, is to give what their body secretes, while Jesus gave his whole entire body up for us. So it should show them how puny they really are. And my advice to the occultists is this. If you don't want to convert and you don't want to seek salvation from Jesus, then why don't you sacrifice yourself to your God? Put your money where your mouth is. Don't give up the secretions. Give up your whole body for your God. That would be one way to get rid of them, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be.
But none of them are going to do it. You know why? Because they're cowards. That's why. They're cowards. They run around, they try to instill fear in people. Well, in fact, they're really impotent. No matter how, and I'm talking about Anton LaVey, Aquino, and all of these schmucks that run around out there. The Clintons, who went to the voodoo ceremonies and got so enamored with the occult. They're all phony. They're all full of it.
Yep.
If you really want to give it up, then give it up.
Then give it up.
Secrete things from your body.